I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A new report finds that the ransomware attack that hit the city of Atlanta last month could end up costing millions of dollars to fix. The hacker group behind the attack initially demanded a $50,000 ransom to restore city systems. But WSB reports the city has already spent nearly $2.7 million on 8 emergency contracts. City officials have remained tight-lipped on the state of the ransom since the hack occurred on March 23rd. The Georgia Republican Party has paid more than $500,000 to settle a racial discrimination lawsuit filed by a former staff member. The lawsuit centers around executive assistant Kiana Keith, who worked under former GOP chairman John Padgett. Keith says she heard coworkers call her a racial slur and humiliate her while she was working for the GOP in 2014. She then says she was fired after complaining about her coworkers' behavior. All told, the party will spend around $1 million on legal fees involving the case, including more than $500,000 for Keith and her attorneys. According to the AJC, the settlement comes at a time of financial strain for the Georgia GOP, mainly due to problems attracting donors and unpaid legal debts. Two Atlanta media outlets have filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office alleging a culture of political interference with open records requests at City Hall. It comes just one day after Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced a new transparency initiative to make city records more available. The AJC and WSB-TV cite 10 examples of alleged violations of the State Opens Records Act dating all the way back to July of 2016. The outlets seek mediation through the Attorney General's office and call for an appointment of an independent public records officer for the city. Former President Jimmy Carter says he prays that President Donald Trump will pursue peace and avoid military action involving North Korea, Syria, or Russia. The 93-year-old's remarks come after Trump said he's considering military action against Syria in response to a suspected chemical attack on civilians. Russia has countered that such a move would have grave repercussions. Carter made his comments as he touted a new book, Faith, A Journey for All. The former president has been critical of Trump on a number of fronts, saying, quote, "A lot of people have realized they made a mistake by supporting Trump." For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.